Now it's time for Prizes Inside.
Hi, everybody. Welcome once again to the Prizes Inside podcast.
Pet for short.
I'm Billy.
I'm Jeff.
And we still don't have a routine. We were just talking about it.
Yeah, that was a pretty cold start. But that's okay.
Yeah.
We'll get things warmed up.
This is the first
literally episode. Things are gonna warm up with our first food item.
Back to our roots. Not our original roots. Our original roots were cereal, but I think our second episode was
Pretty early on, we did fast food stuff.
Blizzard cereal, right?
So yeah,
we're back to
everything comes full circle. Yeah. But this one's a fun one. It's a Halloween themed episode. All the food snack items here are Halloween themed in one way or another. Should be pretty exciting.
And we're continuing our spicy trend, right?
The main course is indeed a ghost pepper filled adventure. It's going to be here in approximately 12 minutes, according to the delivery app tracker.
There's really no shortage of ghost pepper stuff. I sent you a message.
Yeah, I saw that.
About the White Castle sandwiches also have a ghost pepper, but
it wasn't really Halloween themed like this one was,
so I thought maybe we'll do it.
But we can still do it, but
I mean, I've never really had a White Castle thing.
So here's something you didn't know ahead of time. I had to make an audible. One of the items we were planning on having today was not available, so I found another one. It's a sour experience that I'm sure you'll be thrilled for.
We haven't really had a lot of
sour. No, that's going to be sour this time. That'll be our dessert. And I might have a little surprise for you at the very end as a reward for putting
another
up
another surprise?
That. Yeah,
there's two
surprises. Yeah, you're going to. Wow. It's going to be a fun time. So we'll get through it. I know. I give. But the first one is our lunch, our late lunch. Mm-hmm. It is the, hold on. I don't think it has a special name, but I wanted to double check. Yeah, it's just called the Ghost Pepper Whopper.
That's a special name.
Yeah.
It's not a creative name, but
no,
it's a special
but it's,
name.
No, it's, but it's Halloween themed. The buns are orange.
Are they not normally orange? What would you call them?
No, they're usually just, you know, like that light tan brown, like any normal.
So it's like a tan orange.
It's like a, it's specifically colored for the season.
I see.
Like they've done the Nightmare Whopper that was, had black buns.
That one's not appealing to me. I'm glad.
It was fun.
I'm glad we didn't try
that. It was a fun, well, that was years ago. The fun tagline for that, or the shtick for that, was that the buns contained some sort of chemical that allegedly had a slight percentage chance of like giving you a nightmare or something.
Oh, okay.
Like a marginal, like studies show this chemical will technically like increase your chances of having a nightmare by like 10% or something. It was something ridiculous or minuscule, but it was a fun marketing gimmick. And again, the black buns look pretty cool. I'll give them that. And they had another one a couple years ago, but I didn't get it. It was like a white bun Whopper, I think.
Like a ghost.
Yeah, but I can't.
Ghost pepper.
But not ghost pepper, but it was something, I think. I could be wrong. I know there's been multiple themed ones, and this is the newest one. But I have the press release up. I thought we could read that before it gets here. Get it hyped up, explain what it is.
Because
I want to eat these things as soon as they come in, because I'm pretty hungry, for one.
Mm-hmm.
And two, I don't want a cold burger. So.
Yeah, the cold burger you don't need.
Yeah. So, okay. All right, here we go. The home of the Whopper turns into the home of the ghosts this Halloween. Trick or treat? This Halloween, Burger King guests can have both. The home of the Whopper is adding an electromagnetic field ghost detector within the BK app and inviting its Royal Perks members to discover whether they have paranormal activity in their house.
Are you a Royal Perks member?
Yeah, it's just when you sign up for their app. I messed with it a minute ago.
Do you have paranormal activity?
It didn't do anything. It would just, the EK meter would go up and then nothing happened. So I don't know if I was doing it right. I'll try it again in a second. Guests who use the home of the ghost feature in the app are in for a spooky surprise. A meal for two featuring the new limited-time Ghost Pepper Whopper. Unfortunately, most of those offers are pickup only, so I wasn't able to take advantage of it anyway.
That's fine. I don't need fries.
Yeah, that's the thing is, I'll be honest, Burger King fries are pretty low tier.
Burger King is pretty low tier generally.
I really love their Whopper. I think the flame broiled taste is super good, but I'm not going to ever come to its defense and say it's quality.
So here's
the, I just really like the way a Whopper tastes.
They have some good sandwiches, but the quality of restaurants, I feel like for Burger King, I'm much more likely to have a bad time. Like where we used to live, the Burger King over on Fifth Avenue, I think, in Columbus, is notoriously one of the worst Burger Kings around. Like there's multiple, well, like we'd go and there were people inside, they were working, but everything was closed down. We just drove past and someone was in the window and they just shrugged at us. Like,
I don't know.
It's just one of those days.
Yeah. What are you going to do? Well, it is funny you mentioned that. The Burger King that was closest to me was literally like 5 or so minutes away. It closed a little while back, and now it's a ramen place that has a robot that delivers your food.
Interesting.
I've never tried it.
We should do it.
I heard the food itself is pretty unremarkable there, but
they have a robot, though.
Yeah, we could take a picture. Cool. So, yeah, we'll maybe do that. But anyway, yeah, that Burger King there also was very, of that lower quality of just presentation and everything.
Yeah.
But I'll give them this as well. They have Surge. Certain locations have Surge. Mm. I love Surge. I love getting Surge whenever I can.
Yeah.
So that was always a treat. Whenever I go to that Burger King, the drink was always Surge, baby.
Well, yeah, it's like Taco Bell and Baja Blast.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Get a exactly.
Drink. What else? What are you doing?
So let's see here. Where was I? The latest Whopper innovation is scary good and includes everything Burger King guests love about the Whopper with a spicy twist. A flame-grilled beef patty, spicy queso, crispy jalapenos, bacon, and ghost pepper cheese, all on a toasted orange and black sesame seed bun. This began on October 10th and will be around for a limited time, I would guess through like the rest of the month.
Probably a little ways into November. So
maybe. If there's any leftover, that'll sell them out.
They'll have stock, yeah.
Yeah. The news... Oh, this is something I didn't know about. This news follows the brand announcing a renewed focus on the iconic Whopper in its, quote, Reclaim the Flame plan, detailed in September 2022. Yeah. So there you go.
So, okay.
What else can you say? It's a ghost pepper Whopper.
Two things. One, burger innovation. They're like, let's make it spicy.
That's a
great idea.
I really do like a decently spiced burger.
And then this Reclaim the Flame thing. If you asked me to name another Burger King sandwich, I literally couldn't do it.
Big King.
If they're... Okay.
That's their Big Mac. It's pretty solid. I'll give them that.
All right.
They have the chicken sandwich. Do you remember back in the day the commercials for the Tender Crisp, Bacon Cheddar Ranch?
No.
It was, what was that singer's name? Shoot. I think it was the guy from Hootie and the Blowfish or something. He sang the theme for it. It was cute. I remember that. But yeah, the Whopper's obviously their staple. But I think the idea is they've neglected their king for too long, if you will. Also, what do you think of the king as the mascot? Speaking of spooky Halloween.
I do like it. It's fun. Yeah, and they've done fun stuff with the mascot. Like, they had the games that came out.
Yeah, I got those. I got all three of those for the Xbox. They were like a buck each or whatever.
You playing them at one point.
Yeah, I never actually played them more than 5 minutes. But during the lockdown era, I was playing a lot of random stuff that I would just dig out and I never played through. And the trilogy of Burger King games were included in that. The highlight was, of course, Sneak King, which was a stealth-based game where you, as the king, had to deliver food from Burger King to citizens, but you had to sneak up on them. You couldn't just walk up to them.
So why do they not actually want it?
No, they do. Oh, they freak out with joy when you give it to them.
Oh, so it's like you're like Santa Claus.
But you're having to surprise it. As the king was doing in commercials, he would pop out of stuff.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, so back in that period, it made sense. It was on brand. But it was, honestly, it was a cute little fun game.
Yeah.
Again, for I got each one for you got a meal and I think you got one for a dollar or something.
Yeah.
Well, sorry. All right. Anyway, we can delete that.
Yeah. Maybe.
It says driver arrived. They don't often ring the doorbell, so this is a good time for me to check. Okay, hold on. I have to. So this, if you all saw the setup, you'd understand why I have to awkwardly walk around.
Well, they don't know that it's awkward until you said something. Anything?
I bet that's them pulling up now. Sometimes, when they're delivering, they'll, say they arrived right before they parked or whatever.
Yeah. Might be the GPS, too. Sometimes it's
them. Yeah, that's got to be them. They look a little confused. They're slowly pulling up. Well, we're keeping that in.
No, we're not. I'm editing. I'll take that.
Well, hey, actually, we're timing this pretty well.
We have been, generally.
Yeah, getting a food delivered as we got the intro out of the way, and then boom, here they are.
Boom goes dynamite.
Magdalene is approaching with your order from Burger King. Yep, here he comes. He found me. He's on. We waved. It was a nice meet cute. Hello.
Hi.
How's it going?
Hey, perfect. Thanks. Have a good day.
Yes, thank you. Thank you.
Yep. Here they are. You want a plate? You want a plate or anything?
No.
Sure.
It comes with a paper plate.
Yeah. You got your water. I'll get my water. Because our second item is a drink for the season. But I don't want to have it with the food because that'll be a mess.
Yeah.
Okay.
Flame grilled. Ghost Pepper Whopper. They put a GP on it, so you know.
I'm a sucker for a Whopper. I'm not going
to
lie.
Well, yeah, well, let's get to it.
So, first reaction. Pretty sure they're out of the buns that were advertised, because these are just regular.
I forgot that that was supposed to be there, but
they're supposed to be black sesame seed buns.
This is a perfectly ordinary Whopper bun.
Although,
you know what would be really funny is if we just got
had a regular Whopper. No, it's got the jalapenos, it's got the bacon, it's got the queso cheese.
The cheese looks like orange cheese.
That's the ghost pepper queso cheese.
Orange, but it looks like extra.
But yeah, disappointingly, the bun, they must have just been out. Is my guess.
Probably.
So, oh well. It's a disappointment.
It's just a bun.
But it was just a bun. The bun was the least.
It was just
that colored. That was just a different color. There was no flavor difference for that. So if anything, it's a good thing that was the only thing that was different. The rest will taste as intended.
Hopefully.
Yeah, let's dive in. Well, to start, I would say compared to the ghost pepper mac and cheese we had, it's not as hot, but it's still got a nice kick to it.
I wouldn't call it a kick.
Or heat, I guess is the best way to put it, yeah.
Because at first, when I took a bite, I was like this.
There's nothing to it.
At all.
But the more you got in there,
it's
built and built.
But it never like hits you. It's just kind of there.
It's got me heated. I'll give it that. Mm-hmm. What's interesting, too, is I feel like I don't know if it's the queso or the jalapeno, but I definitely feel more of the heat in my mouth.
Yeah.
Whereas with like the mac and cheese, ghost pepper stuff. Mm-hmm. I got just with the ghost pepper mac and cheese, it was a general
like I was
overall heat. This is more focused on my mouth. I like the flavor of it though. I like the bacon in it. I like the queso cheese. I like the Whopper patty as usual.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty solid. If you like a spicy burger, I think this will do it for you. If you like a Whopper and spiciness,
I was going to say, I think
this is really going to be a nice intersection.
Don't like Whoppers.
What are you doing here?
Yeah.
Yeah.
The thing for me, like I don't disagree with anything you said. It's got Whopper flavor. It's got pretty good spiciness. It changes a little bit of the flavors that you get. It was really dry.
The bun was really dry, yeah.
Yeah, I don't remember that. I haven't had a Whopper in a minute, but I don't remember being like, man.
Yeah, the bun.
I need some water.
No, honestly, the bun.
I also, the cheese, I feel like, is also kind of, at least mine is kind of like, the edges are like, they're not melty, they're like dry crusted. I don't know if that's.
I haven't noticed it online, but.
The way they were prepared, or if that's just the cheese that they're using for this burger. But yeah, I definitely needed some water.
Yeah, this one I needed more water than the mac and cheese, interestingly.
Yeah.
Even though it's not as sweat-inducing.
Yeah, well, I don't need it for the spice. I just need it
to
swallow better.
It was really good, though. I liked it. I think I'll give it a 4.
I think I'm going to go 3.5, but it's tasty, though.
What's stopping it from getting to a 4? Is it the dryness?
The dryness was kind of a detriment.
Yeah, if it wasn't so dry, I probably would go up 4.5 just because I do like the heat and everything.
I also, I don't know if this is necessarily fair or not, but it's not an entirely original sandwich. So I'm thinking like relative to a regular Whopper.
Mm, okay.
Like what's the thing? And it's kind of better. Like it's a little different, but it's not like, oh man, I'm going to be so disappointed when these are gone because I can't get them anymore. It's just like, it's kind of a thing I'll get. You know, during the season, and then I'll just go back to Whoppers and I'll be happy.
I really, you know, for Whoppers myself, I love the toppings they use. I love the tomato mixed with the mayo and the lettuce.
There's no tomato on this.
Nope. No, not for these.
Yeah.
Tomatoes,
very good for prostate health.
Nice.
Yeah.
But I love a good mix of tomato and mayo, and Whoppers always do that for me. Another sandwich that does that really well for me is the spicy chicken sandwich from Wendy's.
Mm-hmm.
They put tomato and mayo on that.
Mm. Yeah. I'm kind of surprised tomatoes aren't on here now that you say it.
Well, I think it kind of What would they do?
I feel like it would be kind of a good. I'm not that big a tomato fan, but even I'm thinking that it might be a nice because it would. Maybe that's where the moisture is on a Whopper. It comes from the tomato, but it's not here, so it's dry.
Maybe, but I think the bun itself is also just a little drier than usual.
I mean, it's just bread. Mine feels regular.
Yeah,
feels spongy.
But it might be. It might be that we're not getting a lot of sauce stuff because it's mostly jalapeno.
Yeah,
and the cheese and.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so 3.5 for you. 3.5 for you.
Yeah.
4 for me. Overall, it's worth it if you were interested.
Yeah, it's good.
It's a fun experience. It's a new Whopper.
I would say if you're going to Burger King and you're getting a Whopper, just get this.
Yeah, give it a whirl.
Yeah, do it once.
Enjoy the season. Get into the spirit of things.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, do you want to finish this before we get to our next
food item? I was probably going to ramp it up and then do the next thing.
I'm pretty hungry. I'm going to finish mine real quick.
Okay.
You don't mind, do you?
No.
Okay.
I'm not going to edit it out.
Oh, come on. You got to edit this out. This is going to be like a minute or two.
That'll be the joke.
Well, I don't want... You have to talk over it then, because I don't want people to hear me just chewing.
Okay, I'll narrate it.
Okay.
All right, Jeff's taking a bite.
No, I...
While you're eating, that's what people do, though. They do the... They eat food on YouTube.
And this is the spookiest thing about this Halloween episode.
This part? The ASMR part?
Mm-hmm. The color composition's got a very spooky, like, orangey look to it.
Yeah, it's very orange. Imagine how orange it would be if we got the real buns.
Mm-hmm.
That might have bumped it up to a 4, but the theming just wasn't there.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is the orangest cheese I've seen on a burger. Good, though. You want a sip of milk? Or not?
Maybe. We'll see how we feel after a minute.
We got to get through the press release anyway.
Yeah.
Or there's not really a press release for this, but going over what it is and everything.
Do you have a 4? Are you a 4?
What? Yeah, this is the 4th iteration.
Okay, so we both have the same flavor. Yeah. It's so, not like there's...
I'll get into that. I'll explain the number 4 on there and everything. Okay, so to start, we are having as our drink for the evening for our festive Halloween-themed...
Our
Spooktacular, whatever you want to call it, episode.
Spooktacular, that's a good name.
I was thinking of calling the episode Hell's Kitchen, you know, because we're having food. There's Hell's Kitchen in New York. So we're having the 2022 limited edition Mountain Dew Voodoo mystery flavor. So the 4 is because this is the 4th time they've done the Voodoo mystery flavor. And so there have been 3 other flavors previous. And fun fact, just recently they announced they are doing a 6-pack where you can order Ghosts of Voodoo Past, and it's the previous 3 flavors.
Oh, okay.
So, come tomorrow, I'm going to order that for an episode.
Oh, nice.
That'll be fun, because I haven't looked up, like, what the previous flavors taste like or anything. I don't know what this one's like, and I want to leave it that way, so that way we can try this one, and then try those other 3 flavors when that comes in, and see how we feel about past experiences. So it's
two each of the other 3 flavors?
So we each have our own.
Okay.
Okay, so,
I do want to say, before you get to it, Mountain Dew really... nails their bottle art.
Yeah, whoever their like designers and graphic designers and artists and stuff are, hats off to them. They do a great job of the
this
theming.
This one's not even like hardcore 90s like the other
no,
one.
No, this one's
like real spooky Halloween stuff.
Well, it's great because the bottle cap's orange, the label background color is orange, but then all of the like imagery is like it's an art style. I can't remember
it's
what
like
it's called.
Orange, black, purple.
Where they use like blues and purples for like the shading and stuff. And there's oranges and stuff, and it's got like a nice like graveyard, and there's a jack o' lantern and a creepy fence and some spooky, you know, leafless trees.
A full moon.
Mm-hmm. And then there's like this specter, and instead of a face, it just says voodoo under the hood,
and then wrapped around, it's like a question mark.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool.
That's really cool. It's, you know, again, hats off to Mountain Dew. Regardless of whether or not you like a flavor they make, their art style and everything, it's on point.
They're the wild side of Pepsi corporate.
Are they technically their own? I think they're their own like company, right?
Like a subsidiary. They're definitely Pepsi.
I know they're like in the Pepsi family, but like it never says PepsiCo or anything on the bottle. It's always like MountainDew.com, Mountain Dew Corporation.
Maybe it's a thing like where luxury car brands are the same makers as the workman's car brands. They just they differentiate them.
I think that's
like you don't want some edgy teenager Mountain Dew drinker to think that they're drinking a Pepsi.
Yeah,
the same way you don't want someone buying a Lexus to think that they're buying just a Honda Civic.
And I mean the thing is too. Like, when you go to a Pepsi vending machine, there's always Mountain Dew with it because they're in the same family. So, I think just interestingly, though, they try and keep it like it's very much its own entity unto itself. Which makes sense because Mountain Dew as a brand
bottled under the authority of PepsiCo.
Okay, I didn't see that. So, basically, it's a Pepsi product, but Mountain Dew is its own. It's like the Frasier to Pepsi's Cheers. That's a reference.
Or it wouldn't. I feel like Pepsi would be Frasier.
No, because this is like the spinoff or whatever, as I'm saying. Like, but
Frasier was like the buttoned up character.
Well, Mountain Dew ain't buttoned up.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh.
So it wouldn't be Frasier.
Yeah, but I'm not saying it in comparing the characteristics, just the concept of the original product and then the spinoff.
Yeah.
That was the one that came to mind.
I got you.
Anyway.
This is the Joey to Pepsi's friend.
Well, no, because this lasted more than a year, so. Let's see here. Okay, ghost pepper, we can close that tab.
Yeah, that one's done. Get it out of here.
So I didn't even look up.
Well, I spoiled the surprise for myself.
You probably saw it, but that's okay. Well, actually, that's not the surprise. That's the understudy substitute product. But you'll see. So, you know, on their website, Mountain Dew Voodoo is back. Uncover the mystery of Mountain Dew Voodoo, limited edition. This new mystery flavor will cast a spell on your taste buds. Can you guess what the flavor is?
Should we try to guess beforehand?
How could we possibly guess without tasting it?
Well, we can't, but we can just try.
It says here, I'm just ignoring that, because I don't know how we'd...
I'll bet it's apple.
No. It's got to be some sort of berry. It's usually, I think, focused around fruit flavory. I think one year
apples
somebody said...
fruits.
Well, but I mean like, you know, not like an apple, but like Wildberry Mountain Rush or something. I don't know. Anyway...
Well, who's going to guess Wildberry Mountain Rush? That's a terrible...
I'm just saying, like, when they go for berry flavors, that's usually something extreme instead of just... Also, I think they wouldn't because they have Thrash and Apple. So why would they just put Thrash and Apple in a different bottle?
Well, they're not going to do Thrash and Apple. They'll do some other apple.
Okay. All right. Anyway,
it could be apple.
It could be.
They have another apple beverage, and you're like, no, it's not going to be apple.
I say that even though they have two pineapple-focused flavors already.
Yeah.
We never heard back, by the way, from them.
Yeah.
We were ghosted by Mountain Dew.
That was good.
Anyway, the rest of the page, it just says, back by popular demand for the second year in a row, Mountain Dew Voodoo is here with an all-new mystery. This limited time, unidentified new flavor will leave you screaming for an answer to what the flavor could be.
Well, apple's pretty distinct, so maybe it's not apple. Is this a video?
It was just a creepy, like, GIF or video.
Okay. Yeah, pretty cool, though.
Man, they're, again, I'm getting some sour submissions here.
Well, stop looking.
Well, I clicked on, it said here, learn more. I didn't mean it. Well, I don't know. These people, they have all kinds of wild guesses. I think we're ready to try it, though, right?
I think so. The spice.
The heat is gone. Yeah. I feel pretty normal. Let's crack her open, see how tsy it goes.
It's probably going to be pretty tsy.
Eh.
Yeah.
It was kind of disappointing, but definitely is, it's...
It's Sour Patch Kid flavored.
It's definitely got like that sour,
yeah, I don't
smell.
Know if it's going to end up being sour, but it's like that gummy...
You know kind of what to expect, at least.
Yeah, it's not apple, nor is it berry. I think we were both wrong, which is to be expected.
There might be blueberry in there, I don't know. All right. Okay, instead of just inhaling this, do you want to just take a sip?
We can snort it.
Yeah, but let's not do that.
That'd be pretty spooky.
That would be scary for a variety of reasons, yes. Honestly, I do think there is berry in that.
Yeah, there might be.
I don't know what kind. It feels like a very tame Sour Patch Kid flavor that isn't actually that sour, but it's got that
like
vibe.
A Sour Patch Kid after you've sucked all the sour.
Yeah, right.
It
still got that little hint of like sourness.
What if it's watermelon?
No.
It's something. I'll bet you when they say it, I'm gonna be like, oh, but I don't know if I'm gonna guess. There's like an aftertaste that's like,
it's almost like a sour Skittle kind of a thing.
Yeah.
Good. I do like it. It's pretty solid.
It's pretty good. I'm going to double down on apple.
Even though we both know clearly it's not apple. So some sort of like sour blank fruit, you know, like in there. But yeah. I don't know.
Well, I don't know if it's supposed to be sour.
Well, I don't mean sour in the like, guess, what would you call like that gummy sour flavor then? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you're saying, but it's, I just don't want to give the impression that I'm like, that my face isn't puckering.
No. Sweet. It's definitely not like actually sour. I guess maybe you could say it's more like a tart.
Much like an ant. Granny Smith.
I mean, Gold Delicious. Technically that's true, but it's definitely not apple.
Well, what's your guess?
I wonder if that comes through on the mic. Some sirens blaring in the distance.
Well, they're going to come through the door. I called them just in case the ghost pepper was too much for them.
Here somebody is a very basic person.
Preemptive EMT.
Honestly, I'm going to call it sour wild berry. I think it's got a berry element, but I don't know what berry. I don't think it's raspberry.
No.
It's not blueberry, but it's some sort of like amalgamation of like berryness or some sort of fruit in that realm. Maybe not like cherry. No, not cherry.
Elderberry.
I really don't know. That's the thing is like, it's hard to pin it down to something I legitimately think it is.
This isn't like If we had had the Baja things, we'd be like, oh, this is pineapple.
Oh, yeah. No, that was screaming pineapple.
Yeah. That was or the other apple thing, we'd have been like, oh, this is apple.
Yeah, right.
This is not quite as distinct as that.
So, what's your guess then?
Apple.
Sure, why not? You want to see what the comments said to see what people were guessing on that?
Sure.
Since at this point we already...
Well, what's your guess? What are you...
I said it's some sort of like tart berry. Like maybe like some like lemonade... Not lemonade, but like... I don't know, man.
Could be a blackberry, maybe?
That could be it. Honestly.
But see, I taste it. I'm real curious what the answer is.
Whatever it is, I don't think it's just one thing. I don't think it's just like blackberry. I don't think it's like this. It's got like... It's got a Mountain Dew kick to it.
It's going
to
be really funny when we look at the answer and we're just... 100% off base.
I don't know when they reveal it. It's probably...
Oh, they haven't revealed it
yet? I don't think so. If you just go to their, like... Shoot, hold on. Here we go. Because when you click on Learn More, it just goes to their Instagram post, which has guesses. First response here, 3 days ago. Blue Raspberry Sour Patch Kid. Sour Skittles. Lemon Heads. Sour Patch Kids. Blueberry Pineapple. No. Grapefruit Pomegranate. Zebra Gum.
What?
Somebody said zebra gum. Blackberry lemonade. See, I was on the lemonade track, so I could see that. And you said blackberry. I'm leaning towards blackberry. The more I... Green Sour Patch Kid, red Sour Patch Kid.
Sour Patch Kid would be apple. Someone else was on...
Well, like, the same person guessed two different ones.
Yeah, that's smart. There's no rule against one guess.
Yeah, I don't know.
Well, I thought we were going to get an answer. Now, there's not going to be any big reveal.
Let me Google to see... When does Mountain Dew reveal voodoo flavor?
While you're looking this up, you know what I'm going to do right now? I'm going to set an alarm tomorrow, and I'm going to call Mountain Dew support.
This article about it says, Mountain Dew's new mystery flavor has major sour candy vibes. It's definitely got something like that, but... Okay, here's what you need to know, and when the mystery will be revealed. Here we go. The company usually reveals the flavor on its social media accounts close to the spooky holiday. So basically around October 31st.
Why not just say Halloween?
I think they just wanted to make it sound, you know, more thoughtfully written out.
That's stupid.
You know, flowery kind of. Anyway, so basically around Halloween, we'll find out. So in a subsequent episode,
we'll try to remember to mention it. Probably.
And I don't want to look up, So definitely make sure, though, try not to look anything up more than that. Like, just check their social media pages, because when we get the ghosts of voodoo past, I want to try and guess those without knowing what they were. All right, one more sip for the road, so I can decide on what I want to rate it. You go first this time.
3.5.
4. I think it really just amounts to how much you like it. I don't think there's, like, a right or wrong.
Well, it's really hard without knowing what the flavor is to describe it.
But I like the taste. I could drink that bottle pretty easily.
I think I prefer a regular Mountain Dew.
Yeah, but I'm not coming to this bottle thinking this better be at least as good as regular Mountain Dew. Because they're different things. It's just dependent on how well it does its thing. And it gives me a mystery flavor that I enjoy without really letting me know exactly what it is when I taste it. So that's always fun. Kudos to making it tasty yet confusing. Well, do you want to go into the next food item? So here's some context. Initially, so I had to scoot to adjust myself. So initially, we were going to conclude with a nice dessert from Baskin-Robbins. They have a spicy and spooky ice cream flavor this month. Here's the problem. I stopped by the one that's nearest to me. The person working there didn't seem to really know what I was asking about. And when I showed them the picture, they're like, no, we don't have this. Even though it's the flavor of the month for Baskin-Robbins, apparently. And then I called another place and they're like, we don't have it right now. And I was like, okay.
Well, I like the first guy just being like, what are you talking about?
She seemed kind of confused, but I'll be honest. It was probably something where, like, that location just never got it and never told anybody. Like, I just don't think they were ever informed that even was a thing, is my guess. But it was funny because, like, on the website, they're very much like, try it. Ooh, see what you think.
We should send them an email.
We could, but the part is, I don't, we'll see.
We might get a pint.
So anyway, I called an audible, found another Halloween spookyrific fun twist on a sweet treat that we, I think, probably both enjoy. So, did you see it? Did you see what it was?
I think so. Is it Skittles?
It's Skittles, but there's a twist.
I didn't see the twist.
You ready for the twist?
Yeah.
All right, let me get the bag. And then we'll read the press release. So, just some more backstory. I didn't know this was a thing until recently, but apparently it was a thing that came out last year, too.
Okay.
But I wasn't, obviously we weren't on a show then.
Right.
So it doesn't count, but they brought it back for this year. Mm-hmm. So, hey, perfect for us. Let me grab the bag. It's going to be a fun little game we're going to play with this.
This better not be the putrid skin.
It's not. Okay, so I did tell Billy about this a while back. There, a few years ago, they had the zombie Skittles, where it was like in each bag, randomly, there was a zombie Skittle, and it was flavored like, I think it was supposed to be flavored like rotten flesh.
Mm-hmm.
It was a very rancid flavor.
There was just one?
No, like in each, like there were like, you didn't know what you were getting. Like they were all created the same, but just randomly in the bag were different bites that were zombie flavored. I'm not doing that to you, but the drink does kind of extend into that and lead into it well.
It's so a mystery skill.
It's going to be a mystery adventure. I thought what we could do is the goal is to have the actual like taste of each flavor.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to get through all five flavors, regardless of whether you get a dud or not. You just have to keep doing it until you get like one good flavor for each of the flavors there is.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Not yet, but I'm sure I'll get it when I see this.
I'll explain more when I get the bag. Yeah. So let me grab the bag, and then I'll read the press release and stuff. So, but this is not the surprise. There's one more fun surprise as a reward, and I think it's a fun way to end this episode.
Are some of these Skittles bad Skittles?
They're not bad. They're just sour.
Oh, okay.
Let me get the bag. They're not bad tasting, but they're called Shriekers Skittles.
Some are so sour they will make you shriek.
Beware. Try if you dare. So let me read the press release first. This is from last year, but this will give us a nice like overview of what you know, the funness is for all this.
I'm going to open this while you navigate.
I have it up already, so but whenever you're ready. Ooh, I like the individual baggies. They're like, they have a nice orange border.
Well, depending on how fun these are. So for Halloween coming up next weekend.
But don't give them to kids, you monster.
Why? It says...
Ask them if they want to try.
No, well... So
with the explicit warning that these could be very sour.
No. We're going to mix them in.
You're a monster.
The other candies that we have, the Game Grumps have had a couple of like tasting videos where they did really obscure Mexican candies and Southeast Asian candies. So we just have a bowl of like suckers that are shaped like rotisserie chickens and stuff.
Oh my God.
So we'll mix in these Shrieker Skittles. We'll be the...
You're going to be the house that everybody avoids next year.
No, we're going to be the house that all the fun kids are going to want to come to our house.
Okay.
And if not... I get to eat a bunch more of rotisserie chicken suckers.
There you go. Okay. So this is from August of last year. New limited edition Skittles Shriekers are hitting shelves nationwide, shocking taste buds around the country with a frightfully sour flavor. Hidden inside each pack of Shriekers are super sour Skittles that appear to look like the rest, yet bring an unpredictable punch of sour flavor to make even the most fearless candy fan quite literally shriek. Just in time for Halloween, these pair eerily well with the screams of horror film binges and haunted house visits, making it the perfect creepy candy for spooky season. I love alliteration. You want a quote? You want a quote from
the marketing director? Lead? Oh, marketing lead. Yeah. Damn.
It's a seasonal marketing lead. Skittles is always looking for new ways to surprise fans with unexpected flavor experiences, says Tanya Berman, Mars Wrigley seasonal marketing lead. This year, which again was 2021, we focused on putting a new spin on a spooky treat, bringing better moments and more smiles to people as they gear up for the upcoming Halloween season. Skittles Shriekers include five frightening flavors in each pack, including Citrus Scream, Ghoulish Green Apple, Rattled Raspberry, Shocking Lime, and Spine-Tingling Tangerine. So there you go. So here's the plan. We have to successfully try each flavor. Regardless of whether or not we hit a sour one. So if you hit a sour, for example, say you take a bite in a shocking lime and it's a sour one, you got to get another shocking lime before you're done.
I'm going to try to get a sour version of each
one. Well, I'm sure there's one in each bag.
Well, yeah.
But my point is, so like say you luck out and you get through all five without getting a sour one, then you keep going to get a sour one, of course. This way we have to make sure to get all the flavors at least.
Right.
So shall we begin? How about this too? We each try the same flavor. And then hope that we both luck out or whatever. I've only got one apple one in my bag.
I don't have any... Hold on. This is probably tangerine or citrus.
Citrus is the lighter orange.
I'm missing raspberry.
No, you're not. It's purple.
Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So
You're not missing anything.
Oh, I see. Lime apple. Okay, they're just ditto.
I only have one of the dark green, though, so I may need one from yours.
Well, maybe. We'll see.
I've got plenty of the...
I have two...
I've got tons of tangerine.
Dollars to donuts. I have two of these light greens. One of them's probably sour. One of them's probably not.
I've only got two raspberry.
Same right. With the dark orange.
So let's start with... let's just go down the list. I have it here.
So they're out of order from the bag, which bothers me. I say we go in bag order.
Shocking lime, then tangerine, citrus, raspberry, and apple.
Yeah, or at least we'll do lime and apple, because I don't know which of these is lime and which of these is apple.
Apple's the darker green.
Okay. So should we start with the lighter green then?
Yep. All right. So we're starting with shocking lime, and we'll see how shocking it really is.
I just got regular lime.
Me too.
Well, that's pretty good.
Wait. Is this a sour one?
If that is.
Does it have any kind of sour taste for you?
No. It was like limey.
I think I might have gotten the sour one, didn't know it.
That's not a good sign.
Because I felt a little tinge of it, and I'm like...
I think it was probably just the citrus. You didn't react at all. If that's the sour ones, I'm not even going to bother getting these on Amazon.
What would you rate the lime one?
It was pretty good. I liked it.
Mine was kind of sour, but I don't know if it
was... We'll circle back.
Okay, so next...
I did like this one. I would rate
tangerine.
The regular flavors of four. Tangerine.
I'm going to give it a 3.
Dark orange?
Yeah.
I think I just got regular tangerine.
I'm starting to think that was a sour one I had. Tangerine's pretty good.
Yeah. 4.
Yeah, why not?
I think I like... These are different than the regular Skittles flavors, right?
Yeah, because there's a red one.
Yeah. I think I like these better than regular Skittles. These are like tropical Skittles level flavors.
Yeah, kind of.
All right. Well, this is great. What's next? Rattled raspberry.
Oh, we're doing rattled raspberry?
Okay. That's the order.
All right. That's 4.5. Is your sour?
I don't think so.
Does it taste wrong?
No. It tastes like raspberry.
Okay.
Yes. I'm gonna say 4 again. I like all these flavors so far.
This one's my favorite so far.
I'm just... If it's 50-50 on sour, not sour, then I feel like I've been pretty lucky so far. I'm hoping that I haven't got a sour one yet, because I'm kind of excited to be...
I think the first one I had was the sour one, and if that's the case, you're going to be disappointed.
Well, if it is the case, then maybe the one that I just had was sour, but it didn't really taste sour. It just
I know, that's what confused me, because mine was the very first one, but we'll see. What's next?
Citrus Scream.
Citrus Scream.
The light orange.
Okay. Ooh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's my favorite one. That's a 5. That's a good flavor.
That's a 4. These have all been good so far. I mean, as long as...
Coolest green apple?
As long as this one doesn't just whiff hard, this is going to be a very, very solid bag of Skittles. Pretty good.
I think I got one.
Yeah, the first one was not sour. You're reacting this time.
Oh.
Mine was great. I just got 5 for 5.
It's not too bad. It comes in like, you take a bite and you get a wave of it.
Yeah, well, another 4.
That one's to be determined.
I'm just going to start munching on random ones until I get a sour one.
Oh, that's not too bad, though. But yeah, definitely sour.
I keep eating them. There's nothing.
The first one was a sour one, too. Because I had another lime. Way better.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mix them up.
Well, I've had one of all the regular ones now.
Let me try one of the dark green ones so I can have a... I haven't tasted what the apple one tastes like.
It'd be funny if these were 2 sour ones again.
It's very possible. But the lime one's really good. That's bad. That's a 4.
Yeah, these are all great. I haven't had a sour one yet.
I don't think you have. I think you would know. I'm going to be so mad. Here, you know what? Well, all right. Pick one. And then, hopefully, if yours is not sour, you're taking the other one.
Well, you already were like...
My hands are clean. I wash my hands. We just had a Whopper. You're going to talk about me about sanitizing. Is it normal?
I think.
Yeah. I didn't have apple before. Apple gets a 4. Honestly, the worst I think I gave is a 4.
Yeah.
Really good flavors. Keep eating until you get one.
And you all know, right?
Like I would think.
Because I've had a lot.
Well, here's the thing. The first one I had.
What flavor did you have that was like? It was the last apple. It was apple. Yeah. We don't have any apple.
Well, here's the thing. What was the one you had? The raspberry one that was kind of weird. Yeah, I bet you had one, and it just was not. Because like the first one I had didn't hit me at all, but the second one did. It's also very possible it's not sour enough for you. But I feel like you'll notice when you have a sour one.
This one was probably was sour, but it's like, it's not really sour.
It's the one, like, it was weird. The first one, like I said, it was a sour one, but didn't have much sourness to it. The second one did, but it wasn't like overwhelming. It was just like, that's sour. But like, these are very tame sours. These are like,
I ain't going to be shrieking anywhere.
No, there was no shrieking going on.
Oh, I guess for this one's sour.
See, there you go. But it's even so, it's like pretty marginal sourness.
Yeah.
Like, this is a
like
world...
The raspberry ones were like, maybe this is sour. Right. It's hard to tell.
That was the first one.
This one was sour. Yeah. But it, again, not like a warhead or something.
No.
It's
not
anywhere near that. Well, that was disappointing. The flavors were excellent.
If you're saying I'm going to shriek when I have a sour one, it should be pretty darn sour.
Because it, to look.
If we're having to wonder if we're having a sour one.
If these were all just special Skittles Halloween flavors, this bag would have been 4.5 to 5 because every flavor was great. But
the sour flavor itself, or the souring, is like not bad.
The sours weren't fun. They were just
disappointingly
a less good Skittle.
If you're going to make them sour and you want them to be experienced, make me suffer with the sourness, you know?
Or at least, like you said, it can't be like, I guess this one's sour.
The second one was more potent for me, but even so, it was just like,
once
the initial flavor, taste, whatever you call it, once you bite out the first couple of intense
it was basically,
flavor bits.
For the flavor that I definitely got one, it was basically the difference between sweetened orange juice and unsweetened orange juice.
Yeah, basically. That's a good way to put it.
So that hurts it for me. I'm gonna put it...
3, I think, is going to be too low for the whole package.
It is. I was thinking 3.5, but it does seem like the ratio of sours to regular ones is pretty low.
But
I
man,
think.
The flavors
maybe,
are so good.
Maybe some of the other flavors...
It's also possible of the 2 little individual fun-size bags we got, there just were a few, and the other ones might be loaded with them, you know?
I feel like I have to just go 3.5, though, because...
I agree. I'm on the same page.
They really whiffed what they're trying to do here. Give me a bag of this next year that's not sour. I'm going to buy it. I'm going to buy a whole bag. This.
I mean, I'll enjoy some more of these, sure. But I'm just not going to be like, ooh, is this going to be a sour one? It's going to be like, oh, that was a sour one, I guess.
Yeah, I'll just be annoyed that it's not one of the good flavors. Yeah.
Definitely a much tamer experience than the zombie one. That one was disgusting.
Yeah.
That one lived up to it. Honestly, for the experience, I enjoyed that one way more. Even though it was a nasty experience, it was memorable. It was fun seeing. I brought it to work and I saw like other people. Like some people would just spit them out and be like, oh, I can't do it. I ate them. I was like, I'm going to eat this.
I would spit it out.
It was kind of a badge of honor kind of a thing.
They're
pretty gnarly though. It makes me wonder if they decided just to stop doing those and just focus on the tamer stuff because maybe they got complaints or something.
I mean,
that's my only guess. I don't know.
It's not like sour candy is that crazy. Like,
true.
This isn't even as sour as sour Skittles.
I think they've done just sour Skittles, right? Interesting. It is what it is. Maybe as we eat more of the fun packs, we'll enjoy some, huh?
Do you want to munch on those?
We got room. We got to save room because we have one more thing to try.
That's true.
This is a surprise thing that you don't know about. It's not even on my tabs. We don't need a press release for it because we may have talked about it already. But I'm going to bring it out. We're going to just enjoy a bite of it.
Let's do it.
we'll conclude with that. But it's on brand. It's our only pumpkin-themed one. But I think it would be a good one to end on. Feast your eyes on this.
Oh. That'll be good.
And I figured we'd have each one have one, so that way you can take it home. Madison can have some to try.
That's smart.
There you go. So you should tell them what it is.
It's Lil Debbie Pumpkin Delights Iced Cream.
You say iced cream?
Yeah.
It's ice cream.
No.
Okay.
I just like iced cream.
But it's got a very fun fall festive Halloween, but cutesy Halloween packaging. There's like jack-o'-lanterns that are happy on there. The faces... Are the little, because they're like the cookies with the jack-o'-lantern faces.
I don't think I've ever had these.
I don't think I have either.
I've never even seen them.
But, you know, tis the season, right?
Smells good.
Yeah. And the description I did notice is the same thing.
Yeah.
A cold and creamy twist on a classic treat. So, nothing new there. Ooh, it's soft.
Oh, yeah. Real soft.
Pretty darn good.
Yeah, that's delicious.
Like, I'm not a big pumpkin person, but I'm really enjoying this.
Yeah, I mean, pumpkin pie is probably my favorite. Dessert item. This is basically just pumpkin pie ice cream.
Mm-hmm.
And it's also a big perk. Not got that graininess. There's no graininess to it. It's soft ice cream.
Because like, the pumpkin, like from the cookie, it's coming from like the creamy rather than the cookie.
Real good. Real, real good. Man, I wish it was in our initial batch.
If it was, I would have had a decision to make which one's going to get a five. But
this one would have been, I think, my second favorite.
This one probably would have been my favorite favorite.
I mean, that honey bun one, though, is still magic. This one's really good, though. So this would be, I'm going to go ahead and give it a 4.5.
I'm going to give it a 5.
Nice. I'm glad. It's really good. I'm glad it turned out well. Mm.
I probably like this ice cream better than I would like the Little Debbie cakes.
I'm sure. Same.
They don't look that good.
They look fine. They just look very, like, run-of-the-mill.
Yeah.
But man, in ice cream form, this is great.
Yeah.
That's a rare 5 from Billy, so you know it's good.
If you like pumpkin.
Yeah, if you like pumpkin, honestly, that's the thing. Is like, I don't like pumpkin pie that much.
Yeah.
But this, real good.
Yeah.
So if you're a pumpkin lover, you're going to be in heaven. But yeah, it's the seasonal one. I kept an eye out for those other two flavors. Alas, they were not there. I don't know if that was just something they tested out for the summer. I don't know. But I was going to say, one more fun reveal, surprise that you don't even know about. I've already got something lined up for our Christmas episode, and it is the Christmas tree ice cream from Little Debbie.
Those should be good.
It's right there in the freezer. So we're set on that.
I imagine it'll be like the zebra cakes.
I'm a little afraid it's going to be like the zebra cakes. Yeah. But I hope not.
Because they don't have the distinct... Mm-hmm. There's no like Christmas pumpkin.
Yeah, right. So we'll see. But that'll be our Christmas time episode down the road. But I was pretty thrilled. They had like a huge part of their like one of those end freezer display things with like the pumpkin ones and the Christmas ones. And bing, bang, boom. Picked that up.
Yeah, this one, they nailed it.
Yeah. Honestly, Pumpkin Delights. I really hope they keep it around more than just the holiday season for this. Yeah,
well, we did our part.
I was going to say, like, this is something I would enjoy like in the summer.
Yeah.
Or, you know, like not just around fall. But
oh, yeah.
Because it's ice cream. I want ice cream like this, you know, and it's warmer out. Like, today's a great day for it. I'm glad it was warmer outside.
Oh, yeah.
It feels more appropriate to have it. Like, it feels like, this feels like a very early September kind of treat.
Mm-hmm.
When things are still warm, you get those 70 degree days.
Yeah.
But yeah, well done, Little Debbie. I got to say, on the whole, their whole lineup, like they're onto something with making their products into ice cream flavors. So.
It, like you said, hopefully they all stick around, especially the pumpkin and the honey bun.
Which I feel like the fact that they're expanding and adding more flavors bodes well for the fact they must be realizing or financially seeing the results of that working out really well. So. Congrats again to Hudsonville Ice Cream and Little Debbie for another solid winner.
Yeah.
Any parting thoughts before we wrap it up? We've had a nice like full meal here with the Whopper and the Voodoo for the drink, Skittles as a little sour treat.
Yeah.
And then now some ice cream. Yeah, well, a marginally sour. Yeah. Right. Definitely the Skittles, I think, was the most disappointing.
Glad we ended on the pumpkin, though. Yeah. I'd have been sad if we had the pumpkin. We got ourselves all excited to try some sour Skittles, and then we're just like, it was
fine. Yeah, I know. See, this is a good way. I thought it would be a nice way to round out everything for the Halloween season. All of them focused around Halloween in some form or another. So it was a nice spread, if you will. And that's, I do love Halloween has kind of become, in a weird way, one of the more, like, they've always had the candy as their big thing for that season. Yeah, but now there's all these fun, like, different food flavors or varieties that are coming out that are not just about around candy. Like, for example, we have a Halloween-themed burger.
Yeah. And it's not all themed
ice cream.
Autumn stuff. I know this one's pumpkin, but, like, all the other things we've
But even on here, they've got jack-o'-lanterns and stuff. It's still Halloween-y, but in a very cutesy, you know, Little Debbie branded way. And, like, Skittles getting weird with it, with, like, the zombie Skittles and these Shriekers.
Yeah.
Even if it was a disappointment, still, hats off to them for making an attempt.
Yeah.
So, yeah. Happy Halloween, everybody.
Indeed.
Hope you have a great time. Hope you have fun, lots of fun with spooky movies and fun costumes. Do you got a costume this year?
I don't think we do.
Oh, no.
Because we have... Because the Halloween party where we're
Halloween conflict. You guys are who gets married right around Halloween is my question. Well, these people clearly. That's okay. I'm excited for my costume. It's definitely not as extravagant as last year's Doc Ock. I think that one's gonna be probably an all timer, just because that was a fortuitous me coming into finding the right parts and being like, I can make a Doc Ock costume.
Yeah.
But this one's another movie themed one. I think it'll be a fun, well received one. So let us know in the comments what you're doing for Halloween, what costumes you have lined up, what what treats you like for Halloween? What do you want us to try next year for Halloween?
Trick-or-treaters, yeah. What are you giving out?
Yeah, what do you like? What do you like giving or receiving?
Give us some idea, because this is our first year trick-or-treating, so we're trying to... I was thinking, well, we're just going to have the best candy on the street. We're going to get all the king-size bars and stuff, but this is way more. We'll give kids candy that they're not going to get from any other house anywhere.
I agree.
Just full stop. We're the only house giving away rotisserie chicken.
There you go. Well, on that note, on rotisserie chicken, which can't be any more on brand for Halloween.
Let us know if you enjoy a good old fashioned Hallow's Eve rotisserie chicken.
Yeah.
Right next to your pumpkin pie. And,
yeah, exactly.
Your jack o' lantern, and let us know on social media.
Yeah, you can find us online at multiple locations.
Yeah, Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram at Prizes Inside. That's, of course, prizes, plural.
Yep, prizes inside. All one word for that social media handle.
Or, if you're an old-fashioned communicator, you can also send us an email at prizesinside@gmail.com.
Please do. We always read them. We'll at some point address any emails or comments we get at some point in some episode.
At the end of the season.
We kind of let them accumulate before we do that. But
yeah.
We read them. We see them. We appreciate them.
Yeah. We still looking for an email for Mountain Dew. I set an alarm for tomorrow afternoon. I'll call them during the week, and I will make some poor customer service agent answer our stupid question about which of the Baja pineapples has more pineapple.
The onus is on them at this point.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, happy Halloween once again. Happy spooky season. Until next time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself. Stay safe.
Yeah.
And happy Halloween.
Also, you're Billy, and I'm Jeff.
Yeah.
And this is Prizes Inside, right? All right, cool.
I was just going to end on happy Halloween. But...
Ooh. Add some sound effects for this. Add some spooky Halloween sound effects. Ooh. You know, stuff like that.
Oh, I see.
Add some stuff in the beginning and end. Be like, make a Halloween vibe.
I see.
You know, maybe like a, that kind of stuff. Thank you.